Welcome to the Empower Me Show with Pam Bright. This show is all about honoring you as a spiritual being, having a human experience. You are here for a reason, and it's no mistake that you are here on Earth right now. Spirit has guided you to this very moment in time, so you could hear the messages Pam is about to share with you. She is a multidimensional healer, light language channel, transformation coach, wife and mother, committed to helping you discover the tools and practices to empower you to live the best life you can. You get to choose the spirit path you take. You can connect to the spiritual guidance already all around you. Get ready to live a fully empowered life. This is the Empower Me Show.
Welcome back to the Empower Me Show. I'm so glad you are all here. My name is Pam Bright, and I am your hostess for this amazing show where we get to highlight these amazing beings that come on as my special guests. And today we have Prima. Prima, how do you say your last name?
It's actually Prema, and it's
Prema.
Prema Guerreri. And you just can't be afraid of the R's because it's very Italian. Guerreri.
Guerreri. Guerreri. Guerreri. Okay, awesome. Wonderful. So Prema is here to talk to you all about astrology, specifically Vedic astrology, which I know absolutely nothing about, except that I'm learning because I'm going through Prema's book that she wrote about Vedic astrology and the archetypes that go along with that. Yeah, all of that good stuff. And we're going to be talking to her a little bit later. First, we're going to ground, of course, because that's really important for me as a hostess to bring myself fully into my own body and invite you all to also come into your body because, you know, there's a lot of distractions out in the world, especially in 2022. There's a lot of distractions and a lot of busyness everywhere that tend to take our energy and disperse it all over the world. And then we forget, oh, wait, I'm in a human body. I need to take care of my own stuff so then fully center into my heart so that then I can be available to everything that is expected of me in the world and what I need for myself and to be of service to you. So I have my trusty crystals here. If you want to go ahead and get some crystals for yourself, they are your gatekeepers to the other realms. So I have my partnership stone here. It's got two crystals. They're quartz crystals that are partners. And I think this might be from Lemurian crystal. I'm not totally sure. I don't really remember all my crystals' names. But I also have my selenite, which reminds me to bring the light in to my spine, my central column, so that I am fully connected, heaven to earth and body, all connected. So if you're in a place where you can close your eyes, great, and just go within. If you need to stay conscious, know that anything that comes through my voice or Prema's voice is going to be divine for you, and it's going to give you the information that you need. So I'm going to go ahead and close my eyes in this moment, ground myself, ground you, bring in the energies for our empowerment from the light beings that love us so much. Creator of all that is, the one who lives and breathes within all things, I now ask that you fully and completely come into this space, into this vortex of energy, creating a wonderful, wonderful womb-like experience for us to nurture ourselves, create the empowerment that we need for our lives, for our souls, and for our service individually and collectively to each other. And we ask that the light beings that speak the languages that are so needed for our souls and our hearts come in now through the portal of the great central sun. Na na ye ke na ya zuhu na. na na ye na na hu na ye ika yado danda ye. Connecting the celestial to the earth. Na na se na na he sa na ne hi ya hu na. He na 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 hu na. Goes from the cosmos into the human self and then down into the earth. Hana sanda ye kina sona ye. Bringing all of the planetary bodies together as well. Nana sena sana ye kina na ye. Hina. And then coming right into the heart center. Connecting in with the pillar of light, the central column, into who we are today. As you're listening, I invite you to bring in all of your guides, teachers, and angels, whether you know who they are or don't. Just asking them to come in this moment calls them in. Anane ke na sana ye ki nana she ne she. Sadi eta bane ki sana iki nama ye. A sana ye ke ya. Ne ki nana ye sa. U ta ya sa ti ii nama yi. Those of you who might be listening that have never heard this sound, it is speaking right to your heart. Nothing to figure out, just receive. Sana yekena ena ikina akana yekena ikisa esa nana yeki ala cheche naise hoyesa nai. All right, now we're going to open the portal fully and completely to allow blessings and transmissions to flow through. And the first person that's going to receive this is Bobby. Bobby wrote in and asked if we can bless his new addition to his family. It's a pet rabbit. And we now ask that this beautiful being named Thunder be blessed fully and completely in this moment right now. Ana sana ye ke ala cha cha ti iti asa. No ke anda kiki na ma ye ki ababe u na. Te kuta sa te ki na ma ki ya ya. Ne ina na cha na ye ke da ba ye ku na. The dragon is assisting in this transmission for you right now. This dragon takes care of all of the animal kingdom. Nakitata yiki sana ma na yiki yapabaye. Suukuta chacha sina makia. No da da sana kiata. Kone sata kia. No ke sana yiki chichi asa. I also bring in Francie now because I know you also like to receive blessings from the light beings that work through Pam. And so we assist you now in your life, giving you everything that you need in this moment for yourself and your family.
Naki na na ye ki asa bu na sa na ye.
Aha, so the Menahui are speaking through. They come in these really high-pitched voices because they're little tiny beings.
Nani sa na me ye na ya wu ta sa. Kule na na ye ki ki na ma ye ki ta sa na ma ye na. Uta sana be kiki abadata shena. Uta sana se.
Remember that these Menahui are very, very connected to the fairies and the elemental kingdoms.
Namaya sata ki i nama ki i i nama ye kia. No ne sanama hi kaya.
Be blessed and know that you are absolutely loved, Bobby and Francie. And we will receive more for you and for everyone listening in a few minutes when we talk to Prema. Prema has amazing energy and amazing information for us today. All right, now those of you who are listening, go ahead and open your eyes, bring yourself back to center, feeling yourself anchored in the earth. Imagine you have roots going all the way down to the earth to keep you in your body, and come back refreshed and alive and ready for more wonderful transmissions. Oh, welcome back. That was fun. I never know what's going to happen in these episodes, but you know what? Spirit does. So Spirit's in charge today. And we are going to go ahead and not take breaks right now because we're on a roll. And we're just going to invite Prema to be alive and with us right now. Welcome aboard.
Thanks for having me.
This wonderful journey.
Thanks for having me. I'm thrilled to be here.
You're welcome. So Prema, tell us a little bit about you and your journey with this thing we call Vedic astrology and you as a person on the planet in service to the world.
Well, now let's just open with a real big question, Pam. Okay. All right, I'll just open to what's relevant for you all to know about that. So Vedic astrology is one of the tools I use because it's an incredible science that comes from the Vedas, which are over 6,000-year-old texts. And it gives me one of the lenses that I look through as an intuitive, as a psychic. But it's part of what I do because I work on four levels. And the second level is connecting through the heart and helping others connect to their own intuitive guidance. I believe you're feeling your soul blueprint. And I'm here to also help you, give you practical ways for you to tune into that so that you can decipher, you know, what's the energy coming at you and what's coming through you to help you to stay on your purposeful path. I'm also very adept at helping to clear energy and creating tools so you can clear your energy. Because let's face it, if we keep sweeping the path in front of us, it's much easier to progress and move forward. And then finally, we get down to the embodiment and practical strategy about things, whether that's your work in the world or whether that's the next thing that you're changing within yourself. And, you know, I started this journey really early in life, just being intuitive as a young one, being a nature lover, a horse rider, and also having to live on my own very young in life. I had to sort of navigate and find my way, keeping one foot in the physical world. And I always had a foot in this inner world as well. So I was put in situations where really there was no adults to turn to. And I really had nowhere else to turn. I wasn't consciously thinking this, but the guidance always came through of what to do next. And over time, I learned to trust that more and more and more. And I'm still on that journey, but that has been part of my path in helping other people trust what's coming through. So if we fast forward to up in the late 90s or mid 90s or so, I started, I had a yoga and healing arts center, and then I had another one. And eventually in 2002, I opened a big, beautiful healing arts center, yoga studio, and was training teachers and had a beautiful community. And it was a bit of ahead of its time, only in that I had a vision of streaming classes. That's way before any of the streaming thing was going on. I was lucky enough to work with the local TV station and we streamed through TV that way. But this was a six-figure in sales business. The business looked successful, but not a lot was coming to me, even though I felt like, or I should say not enough was coming to me, even though I felt like I was really on my purposeful path. And I, after 5 years or so, there was a situation that just came up where I had really felt like I'd tried everything to really make it work. And so many of the structures in my life were dissolving, including my marriage. And I know that we are in a time, you know, over the past 2 or 3 years, especially, where we're all experiencing a lot dissolving as we're shifting many paradigms, you know, things dissolve as we open to what's next. So I kept telling myself, I need to clear something else. I'm in this dark night of the soul. It's letting go, release. I tried a lot of different things to keep the center afloat or sell it or do something. But I finally got it one day when I went to open the door at 6:30 a.m. and teach a class that I needed to let the actual physical center go. And that was hard because I definitely was feeling that failure. And I was so confused because I really felt like I was on purpose in a lot of ways, but something wasn't clicking. And I knew from what I believe in the spiritual realm and what I see like in this scientific realm of Vedic astrology is that purpose and prosperity really do go together. So in letting all of that dissolve, I just vowed to stay on my knees and figure this out. Where was I off? And so in really diving into the Vedic astrology, the belief clearing work at a whole different level. And I really saw where I was in the shadow of what I now call my sacred wealth code. I was in some of my gifts. That's great. I was in some of the light of it, but I was in some of the shadow in it, which is not going to allow, it's going to always be a push pull if we don't have enough energetic currency and present time aligned to actually move forward. So in working through that, and I want to say in my continued evolution, I created a pathway and processes and guidance for others to work through their shadow to help them to get more aligned with their soul blueprint, and specifically for people to understand their sacred wealth code as part of my work, which really is where your purpose and your prosperity intersect or are placed, and really allows you to open up to wealth. And I do call it sacred wealth because it's not just about money. It's what is it that gives you fulfillment. It's also, you know, it can be relationships. It can be resources of any level. And the true definition that I subscribe to around wealth is everything you need to fulfill your purpose. And that's even encoded in your soul blueprint through Vedic astrology. And so when you know how you're wired up and really what gives you the fulfillment in life, it's much easier to align with that purpose and that prosperity and not just be in one or the other. Because let's face it, there's people who have a lot of prosperity that don't feel on purpose and eventually, and other parts of their lives are crashing and burning.
I got it. Wow, that's a lot of information. Thank you very much. So recently, I was gifted to receive not only this information from Prema, but there's also, I understand, because I have them, these wonderful cards that Prema has created around this whole world of Vedic astrology and the archetypes and all of this. And I love cards. I love to do intuitive readings. It's one of my favorite things to do. And one of the things we do on the Empower Me show is we open up the phone lines to people to call in and ask for whatever they need, which of course we're doing today. So any of you who want to call in and talk to Prema directly and maybe receive, if I'm sure she has her cards with her. So if you are interested in receiving a little bit of information for yourself around what are my archetypes might be telling you, what is your spiritual, you know, connections, because we all have them, whether we know it or not, what do they have to tell you today? Then you can call 1-800-930-2819. I had to think about that. What's the phone number? But it's up on your screen. So go ahead and call us and ask questions and receive the answers that your soul is waiting for today. Because we're here. Also, you know, as happened, I actually use light language all the time. So it's going to come through my voice in whatever form it needs to for you. But this is all about highlighting what Prema is here for, which is your empowerment. What do you think, Prema, is the most important thing at the moment for people to kind of grab onto?
Well, I'm going to go back to what I think we all need to know ourselves well enough to be able to really trust ourselves, because there's an endless amount of conflicting information coming at us. And we need to be able to navigate our own unique path in this whole slurry of things coming and going and changing, and again, a lot of mixed information. And our circuits are constantly getting jammed. Now, this has been going on for a very, very long time, but it just happens to be at a crescendo right now. And there's a huge amount of polarity going on. And there's so much lobbying for your attention at so many different levels that even those of us who feel like we're maybe more awake, you know, it's a full-time job to really hone your energy and to be able to decipher what's yours and what's not yours. So I think it's very important for us to understand ourselves as much as we can at a very deep level and bring light into the shadows, understand where we are not as aware, because that's where some of our energetic currency is just bound up and locked up. And I really guide people to understand their shadow. And we even do that through the Sacred Wealth Code archetype system, with each one of the archetypes has a shadow side, as not something to fear or be annoyed with. It's really, if you look at it as, wow, I've got money in the bank over there. I've got energetic currency somewhere that I want to get to know, that murky part of me, so that I can release the energetic currency that's locked up there. That gives me more availability in present time. And then I can be here and I can be more present and really be able to trust what's coming through for me, what's right and wrong for, or right, you know, or true for each one of us personally, because I'm watching so many people spin, and I'm watching so many people get hooked into the polarity that's being pumped at us.
Hey, I agree with that. Absolutely. So it occurred to me as you're talking, you know, there may be listeners that don't necessarily understand what an archetype is.
Yeah.
What does that mean?
Yeah. So archetypes are a soul language. Now I'm going to tell you a short story about the Sacred Wealth Code so that you can ground this in. So when the Sacred Wealth Code started to really reveal itself to me, and it's really based on a scientific principle, and it's my interpretation of that. And so I would be described, so your Sacred Wealth Code, let me back up, and this will work into the archetypes quite beautifully, is where your purpose and your prosperity planets intersect or are placed in a certain way within your soul blueprint in Vedic astrology. And this is where I found your highest value gifts are. And when I was in that dark night of the soul, I really could see that at a whole different level. Highest value gifts, we have a lot of divine gifts, but the ones that when you use them, and you stand behind yourself energetically, you're not using it and going, oh, did anybody see me? Are they recognizing me for that? No, where you just know, this is what I'm here for. This is what I'm doing. You become a very clear channel for that. And then you'll see the world reverberate that back to you. You have a place in the world. There's something in the world you're unlocking only you can. Well, these are your highest value gifts. Now, I would be helping people understand their wealth code by helping them understand which of their gifts were calling them to, and which they had. And then the archetypes literally channeled in. And what I loved about the archetypes is I can say to you, these are a couple of Pam's archetypes, the great nurturer or the leader or the honorable warrior, and a different story opened up for each and every one of you that is personal to you in your own language that you can understand, because archetypes are a soul language. So when the archetypes showed up, I was just so grateful to start to work with them to create a body of knowledge in the 23 different archetypes. There's three for each planet and one for the north and south node of the moon. And so this way, when I gave someone their archetypes, and I have a lot of resources and tools, including the cards and a journal and a book and programs and such, where they could deeply understand themselves in that way. But it's like maybe you speak French and you speak Italian and Pam's speaking this beautiful light language, and it can come through in a language you understand. So it's a soul language.
Okay, great. Awesome. Cool. Yes. And I highly recommend the book, the journal, and the cards, because they work in synchronicity, and I'm just kind of wrapping my head around all of them. And it is head, right? We're bringing head knowledge as well as heart knowledge and soul knowledge together, right? And planetary knowledge, guys. I have the planets up here for a reason, to help you remember, you know, I have a what I call the full body system wellness right? That is a full body system, full integration of everything together, right? We talk about the systems breaking down in the world that we live in. Well, if the systems in your own body are breaking down energetically, then it's going to reflect out here, right? So if out here is breaking down, guess what? It's your mirror to what's breaking down inside me. Okay. That's the integration process that we get to be in right now, is how do we bring it all together, right? If you just take one system, whether it's your heart, your lungs, your muscles, your blood, you know, all of that in your physicality that might be breaking down, great. Then focus on that. Focus on that and allow the energies that are wanting to speak to you to come in and assist you with your wellness, right? If you want to use the cards as a way to access different systems in your body, use the cards to access the different systems in your body. If you want to use, you know, the totem animals to access a system, maybe it's your wealth, maybe it's your job, maybe it's your friendships, maybe it's your communication, right? Use it to access whatever system needs to be healed inside of you. So once again, we are talking to Prema. I always get your name wrong. Guerreri.
You're doing great, really.
Prema Guerreri. We need to think Italian. Think Italian. Guerreri. I have a dear friend that just went to Italy, so I can use that channeled energy to properly say Guerreri. Prema Guerreri is here with us. And we will talk more about Vedic astrology when we come back from our break.
Tune in to the Be Happy Now show with me, Claudia Sam. Flex your soul connection muscle and be your inner guide to fulfillment. Every Thursday on TransformationTalkRadio.com. You are here for a bigger reason and are worthy of accessing it. Experience happiness now. Tune in to your intuition and connect with me. Visit ClaudiaSamCoaching.com.
You're driven, and it totally shows. Your career is taking off. You're killing it in the mom game. But did your health needs make it on the plate this week? Tune in to Boss Up Babes, where Carissa Adkins helps babes show up, boss up, and thrive every second and fourth Tuesday at 12:30 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Become the boss babe you were meant to be. To sign up for one of Carissa's group coaching programs, visit 365dailyhustle.com.
Heaven on Earth, your online school of divinity, building your inner coach as you lay down your foundation in the new earth with you as the authority. Take action now. The number one challenge people face every day is the negative voice in their head. We work each day to turn negatives into positives. It's all a matter of perception. Our challenge at this time is to remain intensely positive and focused, creating the world we wish to live in. Wake up on purpose with Cornelia's daily online positive messages guiding us in the new paradigm. Raise yourself into happiness and inner peace daily. Elevate your personal frequency, free from negativity, and reprogram yourself step by step, shifting your energy patterns with positive repetition, daily building your new earth with someone you trust. All the heavy lifting has been done for you. Wake up happy with CorneliaStephanieVIP.com. Try free for 7 days now.
Have you heard about shifting the collective vibration and consciousness on the planet? Join me, Kimberly Barrett, on the Sharing Love and Light show every first and third Tuesday at 4 p.m. Pacific, 7 p.m. Eastern at TransformationTalkRadio.com to explore the depth of vibration and consciousness on our planet and learn how you can shine your love and light. To learn more, visit SharingLoveAndLightShow.com.
Welcome back to the Empower Me Show. I'm Pam Bright. I am your hostess today for the Empower Me Show. You will see me every Thursday from noon to one on the Empower Me Show. And I am here today with my newest dear friend, Prema Guerreri. Ah, I'll get it one day. I really will. So Prema is here to talk to you about Vedic astrology and the archetypes that go with Vedic astrology and her knowledge of this amazing planetary system that we live in. So how do the planets dictate what we do as soul and human on this planet, Earth?
So there's a lot of different philosophies on this, and this is just mine, okay? So we have these planetary bodies that are energetic, and they influence us and our energy. I believe that astrology, let me just put it this way, is a practice. It's not something to believe in. It's a tool, and it's to use, and it's to, again, another tool to understand ourselves. The planetary bodies, again, are energetic beings, energetic forces that when we are born are in a certain position that is like an encoding. And I believe it's about our soul choices, what we choose on a soul level, challenges, the unconscious choices we make, the conscious choices we make, the gifts. And so understanding, I'm a very humanistic astrologer, so understanding this work is really about understanding yourself, as I said in the beginning. Now, I do also look at the transits that are going on. I'm not just a paper watching astrologer. I'm constantly, and I have a YouTube channel, my updates are there. Because these energetic forces are pulling and pushing on us. And it doesn't mean that we are powerless in that in any way. But let's just face it, if you know that it's going to be a stormy day and you want to go to the beach here in the Seattle area, I'm probably going to put my raincoat on and I'm going to have a good pair of shoes on. I'm not going to wear my bikini. You know what to suit up for as far as the energy goes. When we understand our soul blueprint and our encoding and these planetary forces on us, again, this is something we're working with. I don't care if you've been given, you've chose some really hard soul challenges. You are always at choice. And I believe we've come here to develop ourselves and work with those challenges to grow ourselves and shift that karma, so to speak. So these are energetic forces. They're encoded in you when you're born. And I heard one description recently that I just really loved is that, you know, how much we are so much water as far as on a physical level, and the planetary energies sort of touch that water in us. And that's part of the encoding process with the energy. So I loved the way, I probably didn't say that as articulately as I understand it. I'm still working on that. And it just really resonated for me when I read that. So, and right now, and I think this is important to mention, you know, as I talked about, there's a lot of conflicting energy, and I'm sure you've been talking about that a lot, Pam, with things that are going on. But the current energy is very, very interesting in that we've had some really powerful energy that's really calling you forward and supporting you. And then we get hit with some challenging energy. And this is, there's been cycle after cycle. So even the first part of July was very, very powerful up until this full moon we just had yesterday. And now we're starting to turn a corner where the end of the month is going to be more intense. And specifically on July 30th, 31st, and August 1st, because we'll have a lineup of the North Node of the Moon, Rahu, the Magician in the Sacred Wolf God Archetype System, the Honorable Warrior, which is Mars, and also with Uranus, which isn't within the archetype system because it's an outer planet. But there's things are very amplified and have the potential of creating a lot of volatility. And I'm not someone who is a doomsday or anything like that, but this is some real volatile energy. And I'm just reminding people that I can't look at your chart. I don't, you know, unless you're having a reading, I don't know exactly how this is going to hit you, But what I do know is that some people will be agitated by this energy and there will be unexpected things come up. So how do we use this energy? We're aware, okay, there could be unexpected things. So let me keep my life simple during that time. And even I would say the 29th through the 2nd of August, keep your schedule a little bit more open. Try not to plan anything important. And if you did plan something important during that time, just know this so that you do what you need to do for yourself to be extra present, because when unexpected things happen, that you have the bandwidth to deal with that, or to realize, hey, that's not mine to deal with, so that you can make better choices during that time.
Boy, that's really, really, really good information. Because we at the Empower Me Show, and in my life, particularly as a life coach and energy intuitive, really honor every single part of the journey. And on this show, we try and give, we give tips, techniques, and tools for you to be able to navigate all of these different energies. And I always say navigate. You could be, that could be a term that works for you if it's more like piloting your own vessel, your own ship.
Great. I use navigating too, Pam. It's like, it's to me, it's, it just feels right. Yeah. Cause that's
right. Right. Navigation. Yeah. Like, I guess pilots navigate as well. Right. Mm-hmm. And what's interesting about a pilot, this is something that I heard, I didn't know, but pilots actually, they have a destination, but they don't go straight to their destination. They have to watch all of the different energies of what's happening in the clouds and in the, you know, if they're going at night, they've got to navigate with the star systems. Here we are talking about planets, right? So they don't go straight to their destination. They might go this way, then they might have to go that way. They might have to go up. They might have to go down. That's what they do, right? To get to their goal. So what is the goal for your life today? What is a goal that you have, right? You might need to make a detour. You might come up against a boulder in the way. You might need to go around it. You might need to go up over it. You might need to go under it. You might need to blast through it, right? Whatever you need to do, you get to have support. And this is support for you to be able to navigate, blast through, jump up over, you know, whatever it is that you need to do for yourself to get to your goal. The support is here. And especially if you want to call us, we are absolutely here for you. So 1-800-930-2819 is your phone call to make right now. You can talk to us live. And Prema will pull a card or intuitively go within and say, you know, I'm getting this for you. I can do the same thing. I don't have the cards with me in front of me that Prema is using, but Prema has them in front of her. So they are her cards that she created. And she also has a book. What's the name of your book?
Your Sacred Wealth Code, Unlock Your Soul Blueprint for Purpose and Prosperity.
There you go. So she can also tell you that from her book. How do they get your book, by the way?
Yeah, it's all on my website, which is, you can just go to sacredwealthcode.com. It's the easiest place to go to. But it's also on Amazon. All my products are on Amazon. Simple way to get them. And they're in bookstores and such, but that's a simple way to do it.
Awesome.
Great. And all you have to put in is your Sacred Wealth Code or Sacred Wealth Code even, and all my products will come up.
Awesome. Cool. So, people are being a little shy today in calling in. So this is something I will often do with cards, is that I will intuitively pick a card for the collective. So would you be open to doing that for the collective?
Yeah, absolutely.
To this call.
Yeah, absolutely. So, and actually I've done that a couple of times just because when I'm called to. And so this is interesting. The engineer comes up and I'm being told we need two cards. Okay.
Nice.
So we've got the engineer and we have the king. And Each one of the cards, each one of the archetypes has a mantra. It also has a purpose. And with the engineer, you know, the engineer is one of Mars's archetypes. And this is, if you think about it, everything in the world, you know, whether it's my teacup or the computer I'm sitting behind, it's all been engineered in some way, even if it was engineered by the divine. So with the engineer, its mantra is every problem has a solution. So think about that right now. If you've got a problem, there is a solution. And the soul desire is to be a channel for discovering a better way. And the purpose is to discover and apply better plans of action for positive change in the world. And you could translate that to it, your life. And then the engineer has a certain set of gifts, which is problem solving, critical thinking, determination, hard work, technical, trustworthy, focused on results, gifted designer, practical application of ideas, and a few more. So there's a shadow side here too, though, which is that the engineer can be self-judging, a little bit arrogant or aggressive and over analytical. But what I'm hearing with the engineer, and each one of the cards has all this information and more. So what I'm hearing with the engineer though, right here, is that to remind those of you listening in, whether you're listening live or listening in on the replay here, that whatever problem that is coming up for you, that it does have a solution. And if you feel like, well, yeah, I've tried everything or I've tried some things, you may not be open. You may not be looking in the right place for the solution. And what I would encourage you to do is to relax in a little bit. In fact, I was just working with one of my clients right before this show, and she was just saying, hey, I just got out of an hour long massage. And, you know, this thing I've been working with, I've been trying to figure it out. Boom. You know, the answer just dropped in. And we talk, you know, when you open up and you relax and you take a step back off, and that's why you can get in the shower and the answer can come through. But consciously to do this, this is where I direct everyone, is to the heart, because the heart knows. The fourth chakra is connected to your soul. It's also connected to the field of possibilities. And so the engineer is always engineering a pathway. And I have a strong engineer in my chart. So I want to invite you all to just take a moment. And if you're not driving, to close your eyes and put your hand on your heart. And we're going to do this in a quick way. There's a longer version of this in all of my products, the Soul Wisdom Meditation, but we'll do this very quickly and it'll be effective because I'll energetically bring us there. And just take a couple of deep breaths in and out through your heart. We're going to bring the mind and the heart together. The mind is an amazing tool. The heart is where your wisdom is. And we want the mind to follow the wisdom of your heart and not the other way around. So take another deep full breath through your heart. Relax your jaw. Some of you are carrying a lot of responsibilities on your shoulders, so let those shoulders drop. You can imagine that your mind is brilliant, but it is busy. And imagine it like maybe a beautiful gem, and we're going to drop the gem of your mind down into your heart like it's this beautiful warm pool. So just take a deep breath. On an exhale, we're dropping that mind down through the nasal cavity, top of the throat, base of the throat, top of the chest, right down into the very center of your chest. And take a deep full breath in and out through your heart. Trust that you are landing in your fourth chakra, the seat of your soul, the connection to all possibilities. And we're going to drop a question in here, and I'm dropping it like I'm throwing a pebble into the pond of your heart. And you just sit back and you notice what comes up. It may be words, it may be a sense, it may be a feeling, it may be a picture. You have your own inner language that is perfect for you. And allow that situation, I'm going to call it a problem, allow that situation to just come up into your awareness. And we'll drop the question into the heart. What is it that my heart is desiring, wanting for me in reference to this situation? What's my heart just also want for me? Just like you would want for a beloved or a dear child. Oh, just want you to know this or open up to this. And just make a mental note of that. Take another deep full breath. And the next question we're going to drop into the heart in the same way. And you know it's coming from your heart because it kind of floats up instead of like mind, you're kind of trying to pull it down. So the next question is if I'm have that, if I'm being that or doing that, whatever my heart really wants for me around this situation, what could that make possible for me? Like if I really step into that or open up or do that thing, what can that make possible for me? And just whatever comes up first, that is the truth in the moment. And then the final question, which is very important for embodiment. It's not enough to live in the world behind our eyes. We've got to bring it all the way from the soul down to the soles of the feet. And what's one inspired action that I could take that, and the key word here is to support me and support me in what it is that my heart is wanting for me around this particular situation. What's just that next inspired action for me to do? And you want to make a note of that. Feel free to open your eyes. I really encourage you to write that down and to actually commit to doing that. You need to put it on your calendar. You need to do it as soon as you can and not just let it be another piece of inspiration that comes in and goes out. So every problem does have a solution. And the king is what I pulled with this as well, which is this is the sun. And the sun is also the leader, but the king is the sun really in Leo. And it's, I powerfully lead my mission. So this is where you then step into the place of not having a problem to solve so much as, okay, I know the next step so I can lead myself in solving this and really bring your own personal leadership into it.
Yummy, yummy, yummy. Yummy, yummy. So yes, take what you've heard and write it down. Whenever you write things down, especially when you receive intuitive information, okay? Whether you call it intuitive information from yourself or intuitive information from guidance, that's information for your soul to listen to. Pay attention, right? And when you write things down, it brings it to the conscious form of manifestation. So we want to embody all of this knowledge into where you live inside of yourself, right? This is about you as soul, as a spiritual being, having a human experience, both together into one, right? So thank you for that. What I heard immediately was allow. Allow and discover, right? So I get to allow and discover. And when I allow and I discover, then I'm in the place of mastery.
Beautiful. And, right? And what was your inspired action?
It had to do with a certain relationship.
Okay.
That I had judgment around. Imagine that.
I was going to say the same thing. Imagine.
So when we have judgment gets in the way of whatever we're doing, right? So if you're in a relationship right now, and see, it's always perfect. Those of you who are listening, if you have judgment around any person in your life, it's going to get in the way of true communication. Okay. So that's my intuitive response to what would just happen for myself, but also for you, the listener. So
was that was the inspired action to let go of the judgment?
Really to let go of the judgment. And through that, then I get to discover new information and a new connection of intimacy. Okay. And it actually has to do with my partner. So it's perfect. Right.
Beautiful. Yeah.
Yeah. So how much longer do we have, Micah?
We have about 4 minutes.
We got 4 minutes left. Okay, perfect. So this goes really fast whenever we do these shows. But what I'd like to know from you, Miss Prema, is how do people get a hold of you if they want to work with you?
Yeah, absolutely. So the easiest thing is to go to sacredwealthcode.com and all my readings, all my programs are there. Whether you are wanting to start a business or write a book, or the Solutionary Blueprint is my mastermind for a year where I really work with people in a very deep way with all the archetypes and do all the energetics inner work and the outer work, that business growth or project growth work. We do it all. The cards, the book, I have other programs. There's the Sacred Wealth Code. We have the Sacred Wealth Code journey where you can just really just get into and understand. And then of course, all my readings, and you can understand the Sacred Wealth Code through the book, through the cards. And there's three different levels of readings to get around that. And then, of course, I do a more entrepreneurial type reading. And then I do a soul blueprint reading for people who really want the full meal deal, which includes your Sacred Wealth Code and everything else. So that's, again, sacredwealthcode.com. And you will also find my products on there and on Amazon. Your Sacred Wealth Code.
Okay. And what about YouTube? You said you have a YouTube channel.
I do. Yeah. I have a prolific YouTube channel, which is, it's my name, Prema Lee Guerrieri. And it is, and I put updates at least twice a month as far as the monthly update and usually the full moon or the new moon or both. And then also I create other teaching tools because I'm all about practicality. How do we make this practical?
Okay, great. Awesome. So and I believe that we have all that information on this channel for the Transformation Talk Radio. When they see your name, I believe all that those links are on there, so that you can just click the link and go to where you need to for Prema. And I am so thrilled that you came on. I'm so thrilled.
It's got really
to
know a pleasure.
You a little bit more. And if you want to get a hold of me, guys, you know where to find me at Transformation Talk Radio, the Empower Me Show. We also are creating a wonderful new website for you to find me. It's the brightbutterflynetwork.com. So you will be able to see that. You can go there now and you'll see kind of what we're creating for Pam Bright and her world of services for you. And the Empower Me Show will be accessible there as well if you are wanting to connect in with that. If you want to be a special guest on this Empower Me Show episode, I would love to have you. So you can go to theempowermeshow@gmail.com and say, hey, I want to be a special guest of yours. Let me know. Let me know what you do. Let me know what you want. You know, any questions you have that I can highlight on the show is great. And I think we're just wrapping it up now. So we got to go. But, oh, we still have 2 minutes. So any last words, Prema, that you can offer to the folks that are listening?
Yeah, absolutely. Okay. As I said before, you know, do whatever work that feels resonant to you so that you can know yourself better to drive this amazing vehicle of experience, which is you, and so that you can really align with your purpose and do what you've come here to do. But I want to say more so, be who you've come here to be. Trusting yourself is incredible. Your heart knows the way. And that simple practice that I took you through, there's a that's in all of my work, whether it's the cards, the books, it's in all of my work. And it's incredibly helpful. Your answers will come right up for you. And just remember this. You only need to take one step at a time. So if you're driving from LA to New York at night in the fog, even with one headlight, if you stay present, you can tell what turn to make and when to make it. You've got to stay very, very present. Every single choice you make or every turn you take, which is like a choice, a new set of choices opens up. So as Pam said earlier, navigating is not a straight line, because I believe our soul is pushing us in different directions to pick up parts of ourselves. And especially if we're off track, it's going to make us so that we find our way back again. So do what you need to get present, to own your energetic currency, and understanding yourself better helps you to do that.
That's a perfect segue to goodbye, folks. We love you so much. And thank you, thank you, thank you for tuning in. Be well and know that your life is all about you and your choices. Until next week. Next week, by the way, is my husband and I are celebrating 20 years of marriage. So you get a special episode with David Buck and I. We love you. We will see you next week. And Prema, thank you for coming.
My pleasure.
Absolutely. Have an amazing day, guys. Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to the Empower Me Show with Pam Bright on Transformation Talk Radio. Tune in to learn more about living a fully empowered life. Remember that your life is up to you, and you can choose the spiritual path you are on. There is spiritual energy and wisdom in everything and everyone around you. Listen carefully for what the universe is trying to tell you in every moment. You are already being guided along your journey. Call upon your spirit guides anytime you need help with anything. Know that you are safe in every moment, even if it seems that you are not. For more information about Pam Bright, visit brightbutterflyenterprises.com or email theempowermeshow@gmail.com. Thank you very much for listening. We hope to see you next week.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.